Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, let's get right to it and introduce Adam Kaplan. He's 95.7 The Game's NFL Insider. He's brought to you on the Bay Area Chevy Dealers guest line. And Adam, we're having some fun talking a little bit about the situation down in Miami.
Yeah.
First. Yeah. And Ryan Fitzpatrick talked to the media today. Here's what he had to say. I want you to take a listen and then give us your reaction.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, we've talked. You know, this profession is interesting in that, you know, I got fired yesterday, and then my day of work today consisted of me in Zoom meetings listening to the guy that fired me, and then, you know, locked in a spaced out room, with my replacement for 4 hours today. So there aren't a whole lot of jobs that are like that.
Sounds like a class act to me, Adam, taking it in stride and disappointed, but he's going to help Tua, right?
He will. He'll be a great teammate. This is nothing new for him, but the way it went down was surprising because they just won two in a row. You know what he did against the Niners when the Niners were dressing guys off the street at corner. He didn't play well against Seattle. That was what I was told. They were not happy with the way he played. They made the game close, but they just couldn't close, and Fitz struggled there. But the last two games he's played really well, and they had a two-game winning streak. But the coaches always have told me over the years, the perfect time to make a change is during their bye week, if you're going to do it. And it's in a way similar to what happened with Kurt Warner many years ago. You're talking about 16 years ago with Eli Manning, and they were around 500. The Giants surprisingly made the move to Eli. We knew it was going to happen. It was just a matter of when are you going to do it. You don't typically do it when you have a winning streak, but they did it. And you know, Fitzpatrick's comments are pretty strong. I appreciate his honesty. I really do. But he's bringing inside what it's like to lose your job when you don't think you're going to lose your job this early. Because, again, you've won two games in a row. The Dolphins have been so bad for such a while. You think that they're on their way up. And they do this. It's not like Fitzpatrick didn't know that this was going to happen at some point this season. He was well aware of it. He's been through this before. That was the surprising part about it. Now, you could take it another way, and you could say, did he really have to say what he had to say? He could have kept it private. I mean, he could have said, taken the high road and said, look, I'll support Tua, not happy about it, and so forth. But the way that he explained it is really true. He has to go in front and sit with people who either, A, made a decision, or in this case, because you can't sit with them, you're on Zoom, as he said.
Right.
But you have to hear them speak, or you have to now speak with the guy who's taking your job. Though he'll do it, there's got to be some pain there because the job is so public.
Right, and I just take offense at his use of the word fired because his salary will be the same, and he still is employed.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Shout out sure. Those of us who have been fired in a multitude of ways, including by this very company. Adam Kaplan here, 95.
Hey, I was at ESPN, folks. I was in the middle of a three-year extension, and I was laid off with about 150 people. And, yeah, I was not happy. I kind of knew it might be coming based on the business, the media business. I made a decision, actually. I worked during the draft knowing that I was laid off, and I didn't tell anyone until the Monday. I wanted to keep it quiet. Now, in this media business, you know, if somebody tells someone, you know, I know as a reporter, you know, if I get something like that, I'm going to put it out there. It's my job. But, look, it's just part of life. I understand where Fitz is coming, though. It's a tough deal.
Yeah, it's tough, and he, you know, is one snap away from being back on the field. And the 49ers have Jimmy Garoppolo hopefully continuing to progress in a place where you don't have to worry that Nick Mullins is listed as the backup this weekend. Did Jimmy look a lot healthier last weekend, and what does that portend for the trip to New England?
Yeah, it was interesting. You know, 2 weeks ago, and the tough loss at home, he just didn't look right. He just was, you know, it's funny because Shanahan said that he threw the ball well in practice. Well, what happened in the game, he was not stepping into his throws correctly. It was odd. It's not that you were not seeing, and then he does it in the game, and you're like, well, obviously his ankle wasn't right. And this past game, he looked good. I mean, he looked really good, as a matter of fact. And they have somewhat of a daunting schedule, but you've got to be pretty encouraged by the way that he played. And I'll tell you what, though, that was clearly a big story, but the bigger story to me was the defense, from how they got absolutely embarrassed by Miami. And then to play as well as they did against what I call a package offense of the Rams, where the Rams run a specific scheme. It's way more stylized it's more restrictive than Kyle's offense. Jared Goff is a program quarterback. They don't give him a lot to do. They roll him out. They do some things to get him comfortable. But I'll tell you what, the Niners had him scouted, and they did a phenomenal job. You got to give it up for Robert Saleh and the return of Emmanuel Mosley. This is amazing how one player, I don't want to say it's one player, but the fact of the matter is without him, they're different. Without a starting corner opposite Verrett, I mean, they don't have anything there. And God forbid someone got hurt in that game, they would have been in trouble. But, man, did that make a difference.
Adam, you probably didn't hear our show Friday, but I predicted the Rams winning by 3 touchdowns. You know,
oh,
I was
man.
Just
well,
it was recency bias.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
They came in with 20 sacks. The Niners were having O-line trouble, and I say all that to say, Adam, is who not one person told me, I didn't think of it, hey, we're going to have Jimmy get rid of the ball quick. We're going to neutralize Donald, have the Donald cam on the sideline. And I guess what I'm saying, Adam, is that was a masterpiece by Kyle Shanahan. Mm-hmm. At what point of the game did you say, you know what, Kyle called a hell of a game to neutralize this Ram defense?
Right, and the way that you neutralize, not that you could ever totally do it, but the way that you slow Aaron Donald down is you move the pocket, you move the quarterback, you have him roll out. Now, did we really know that Jimmy's ankle would be okay? He's playing with a high ankle sprain. They don't heal, by the way, in 4 weeks. It takes 8 to 10 weeks to fully heal if you're off of it. So you're going to play with some degree of soreness, but he was highly functional. That's a good thing. We'll see how he does in practice this week in terms of how he's recovered. But that was a good thing. But yet they had more injuries. Mostert now has a high ankle sprain. It doesn't stop. And at least, thank goodness, they have a lot of depth at running back. But I love the game plan. They did a great job. And this is not the first time. Most teams try to do this to Donald. If you keep your quarterback in the pocket against Donald, you're in trouble, particularly with the Niners offensive line, which is not the most super athletic line in on the interior. And they're playing with some backups there. But give him credit. You're right. Give Kyle Shanahan credit. And again, Robert Saleh on defense. They had a great game plan. And I don't want to say it was a must win, but they needed a rebound nicely. And they did in a major way.
Adam Kaplan, 95.7 The Game's NFL insider, joining us on 95.7 The Game. Knowing Bill Belichick likes to take away the other team's strength, what do you think he's going to try to do this weekend defensively against the Niners offense?
Great question. And typically it's the guy that can make the most big plays. Well, that would be George Kittle. But Kittle is so important to the run game. You know, it's funny you asked that question. And Samuel, the way that they get him open is they scheme him. Kyle schemes him open. He does not ask his receivers to win one-on-one matchups. He schemes him open. He schemes Samuel to get open. But to me, the way that Kittle is playing since he's come off his injury, I got to think it's Kittle. You kind of know what Kyle does to scheme Sammy open. And Ayuk, obviously, now, whether it's in the run game or the pass game, because they like to use Ayuk on end-arounds and so forth. But to me, it's got to be Kittle. Kittle, I mean, he just absolutely embarrassed the Eagles, what I call a 15 for 15. I've never seen anything like that before. He almost set an NFL record, by the way, for a tight end. 15 targets, 15 catches. Last week, 7 catches on 10 targets. He was lethal, the 44-yard touchdown. Terrific. He looks healthy. So to answer your question in totality here, I think it's got to be Kittle if you're Belichick. And he did this a couple weeks ago. When the Raiders played at the Patriots, it was very obvious to me that they were going to take out Darren Waller, and that's absolutely what they did. And the Patriots, the Raiders could not do anything with it. Waller is their move piece on offense. So to me, it's got to be Kittle, and then you take your chances with the other guys that I mentioned. You're not so worried. You know the Niners. It starts with a run game. You know that going in. And I'll say this, though. What you can do, and Philip Lindsay did it last week, man, the Patriots' run defense has not been good in a long time. And if I know Kyle Shanahan at all, how he calls plays, it's going to start with that run game. And McKinnon and Wilson and Hasty and whoever else they can get in there.
Is it a straight committee, or is there one of those three backs who fits better against what could be a soft underbelly of the Patriots' run defense?
You know, Wilson's a little bit bigger back than McKinnon. I think you could do both of those guys, but I do think that McKinnon, to me, could be the guy that, particularly in the pass game. Remember, Dante Hightower opted out. They're also without Patrick Chung, their outstanding safety, who's one of the smarter safeties in the National Football League. That is why I don't think their defense has been as good as they thought it would be. I think with those guys opting out, they don't stop the run really well. They, to me, are not quite the same defense. And quite frankly, without Tom Brady, they're just not the same. Cam Newton didn't play well last week, but he wasn't the only one. They're not getting explosive plays in the pass game. And they also have not really helped themselves at wide receiver. Their last couple drafts, they have not got enough out of their offense, and that's something that Belichick has got to address. You know, that was one of the reasons why, by the way, that Brady wanted to leave. He just did not think he had enough help on offense.
Adam, speaking of wide receivers, in 2 weeks, Antonio Brown will be available. Could you see a reunion with the hoodie and Antonio Brown and that connection
no.
with Cam Newton?
No, definitely not. No, absolutely not. Grievances and all sorts of stuff that he's had with him, no. You know, Seattle has not – I know a couple months ago, they actually were public about it. They hadn't denied that maybe they might take a look at him. But with DK Metcalf and Tyler Lockett being so good, the only thing they probably could use – because I know they were hoping that – there's a kid named John Ursua who they drafted out of University of Hawaii, who they wanted to be their slot receiver, but it didn't work out. They cut him, so they're having to play Tyler Lockett a little bit more in the slot than they'd like to. They could probably use one more veteran. Seattle could, but he's 32 years old now. He hasn't played football since last fall. Remember after New England cut him, and that was kind of ugly. He played one game. Did very well, by the way, against Miami. The issue with him is what you're willing to put up with. Now, he'll be on a no-tolerance policy if he plays with the team, but I've said all along, I said it last year, if he could get out of his own way, some playoff-bound team is going to want to look at him and potentially sign him. But what you have to do is you have to meet with him. Now, with the COVID issues, you'd like to get face-to-face with him and look him in the eye and ask him a series of questions to see where he's at from a mental and physical standpoint. More mental because of some of the issues that he's had off the field and with his behavior, and also in social media. That's another issue that teams have with him. But this guy's a Hall of Fame talent, and I remember a current NFL defensive coordinator telling me he's the toughest receiver he's ever had in defense because you could line him up anywhere, and he's impossible to cover because you don't know where he's going. And that's how gifted this kid is.
Great stuff, Adam. Appreciate it as always. Have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you next week.
Sounds good. Thanks, guys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.